You know, I said Joe shoots 3 under 69 in his last college event on this golf course, or would have been 69 by 17 holes, and gets beat. It's tough. So that's, I mean, that's the only way golf. That's something that you can't play defense in this game. You just got to go about your business.
And with Oklahoma being the top ranked team coming in, I realize once you get to this stage, every team is obviously a good team, but I don't know if maybe you wouldn't expect to see them in a quarterfinal match if in an ideal world, I guess. What was it like preparing for them again, knowing, as you said last night, how good they are and how much senior leadership they brought back?
Yeah, this has happened just a few times, and but that's okay. We're number one in the country, I think, for a couple of years of this thing, and people got us. So I've always said, I think in the future, I'd like to see them after the T18 to make this match play, that we see them based on their national rank. I think that would be more of an exciting tournament where, because you could realistically have the first top two teams play today in the quarterfinals based on how they finished here. So that's something for another day, another thought. But do you prepare differently for the number one team? No, you just know they're number one, and you know they're very good, and they're not going to make a lot of mistakes. And we know the secret to match play is to not beat yourself. I mean, we're going to make some birdies. Every team's got some offense, but you can't beat yourself. And I think for the most part, we didn't do that today. You know, I don't think we did that. I think they just beat us, and we actually played pretty well.
Hey, Mike, you had a lot of guys that didn't have a lot of experience in this kind of tournament. What would you think of how Jerry and Tommy?
I think they all had flashes of really good play this week. They played great in stroke play. I mean, Jerry was in the top 10 going into the last round, I think, of stroke play. He struggled yesterday. I don't think he had any carryover maybe from yesterday, but he kind of lost his feel for things maybe the last day and a half, which is a long week and something that he'll get better at. Jerry's a very good player, and he'll learn from this. It's a lot to ask from a freshman, really. I mean, he's a sophomore, but COVID freshman, to do what he did. But his play, his rankings, his stroke average all warrant him to be right in the middle of it. So he'll learn. Tommy's first go at this. He played well today. He played against one of the better players and played, you know, gave away some shots, some holes there in the middle of the front nine after being up that kind of put him behind the eight ball. But then he fought back and played nose to nose last 8-9 holes. And then Adrian, you know, he's top 15 ranked player in the country in college golf. So he went out and just played well, you know, and he played solid in the stroke play portion. So, you know, there's some nucleus there to keep building around, but they have to get better. They know that. We talk about that. The guys at home have to get better, and the incoming recruits have to get better. So that's the process. That's why we do all this stuff, to see how good we can be and see how good we can keep going. And it starts over tomorrow.
And Mike, with such a quick turnaround last night, you talked about some guys maybe hang on to things a little longer than you would hope. How did you get them to recalibrate with literally like a 12-hour window there?
I thought they did a great job. We talked last night. We usually don't meet late at night and talk about the next round. We usually do that at the golf course and give them free time at night just to process things their own way. But we got together last night and talked about things. They were fired up. We were excited to play. And it showed this morning. They came out and played good. They played solid. So there was no issue there. I don't think there's any carryover. I know, you know, Jerry struggled with his golf swing maybe a little bit yesterday and today, and that happens to young players. You know, when young players struggle in golf, they gravitate back to their old habits and their comfort zone, their comfortable things, and they haven't really learned how to push through adversity and things that go different and distress them out. And maybe that happened to him a little bit yesterday because he played great the first 3 days. I mean, he hit it great. The last two, he hit it as good and competed hard, which is all we can ask. And I think that'll improve when he gets better and more mature. You know, the rest of them Michael's on point all week. I mean, he came to play and he took care of business. And, you know, it's disappointing, but you gotta be realistic and appreciate these guys for what they do and, you know, how they've gone about their business and how they competed this week. I mean, a lot of coaches. I had four coaches come up to me already today and congratulate us on a great season. And they don't usually do that in the heat of a battle, and they do something. And they said the way your guys go about doing things and the way they play is very impressive. So they notice it. So I think that's a huge compliment for these kids.
And Mike, kind of building upon that, what you said about these guys going about their business, doing things the right way. You know, you talked before about, you know, there's only so much you can do. You kind of have to challenge the guys about wanting to get back to that match play that they missed the last time that you were in this position. Well, just how proud of you are you of the guys' effort this week and, you know, taking care of business, getting back to, you know, not the result you guys wanted, but at least giving yourselves that shot.
Extremely proud. They competed. I mean, we've always said that. And, you know, they're young players. Three of them are young players. I mean, they keep getting better and learning about themselves and their tendencies and their emotions and their swings. And the sky's the limit. I'm proud of them for the way they go about their business and compete. And they wanted to win this week. They really believe they could win. And I mean, we didn't talk much about it, but this match is close. It's about as close as you can get, really. Three matches end on 17. And the three matches we lost all ended on 17. Is that right? Yeah. I mean, we had two big wins and three matches barely go to 17. So it's that's as close as it gets, really, against the number one team in the country.
Mike, if you have a moment to rewind in your head to maybe when the pandemic started, I know what your standards are and your expectations are because you talk about it all the time.
You're not the only one.
Can you imagine getting back into this spot back then? And I guess it's an extension of what Nico's asking. Does that add some pride to the journey that these guys have been on?
Yeah, I kind of lost you there. Some noise in the back. I think you're asking me about how coming back from the pandemic and what's it feel like now.
If I told you at the start of the pandemic and with where your team had been and that you'd be back in this spot, I know your standards and your expectations, okay, but still, does it feel like something to be proud of? Kind of an extension of Nico's question to you there.
You know, last year when the pandemic hit, we weren't having a very good year. We were probably having one of our lean years in a long time, but we were making strides very quickly. I mean, the fall was not what we needed. We made some corrections and recalibrated, and last spring was good. We were, I could see it coming. And then the pandemic hit. So I was disappointed. But then to have a year off or two semesters off and to come back and pick up where they left off, I mean, that's what warms a coach's heart right there. I mean, the way they did that. And they didn't forget where they were. And these guys take it personal. I mean, they take their scores and the results. They take a lot of pride in it, representing Illinois and themselves. And to come back from where they weren't on paper the way we've been for a long time with the pandemic hit to where they are now, getting some accolades and getting some recognition nationally, which they deserve, yeah, speaks volumes for what they are, for what they did, and how they fought through all that adversity and uncertainties, and they did it. And I'm proud of them. But that's what athletics is, and that's what sports is, and that's what competitive things are. And you know, there's no guarantee of anything at the end. I mean, this game owes us nothing. You know, we have guys, you know, during the year, pros. When I played on tour, you get a little down, you get a little pouty, you get a little thinking things aren't fair. But then you always have to realize the ones of maturity, the ones that play this game for a living, realize this game owes you nothing. Just because you work hard, just because you're a good person, just because you go about everything right, there's no guarantee you're going to get the good balance or the good break, or you're going to make more putts. It's a very cruel game, like as is life, and there's no guarantees in life. And so these kids understand that, I think. I mean, we beat that into their head, that's the way you go about your life. You go about as hard as you can, but there are no promises. And we just get up and keep fighting and do it over again. And these guys did that after the pandemic. There was no guarantee they'd even play again this year. Who knows? They didn't look at it ill. They didn't look at it like, hey, we're starting to play good, now we can't play. And no, man, they just, it is what it is. Let's move on. There's no guarantees. And to get here and have a chance, we had a chance today. It was really close. This was not, as it says, an L, but it was close. I mean, we lose three matches on 17. That's close. Yeah, no, they played well. And, you know, and people have talked about it, you know, matchups and who plays who and who's playing what and rankings. That stuff's out the window in this thing. I've seen non-ranked players be top 10 players in the past, and I've seen it vice versa. So, you know, rankings, schmankings, they say those things kind of go out the window in match play in a one-day sprint. You know, so you had to be careful of Michael and Adrian, who they're playing. Those guys are good players. They're good players to be on that team, but they may not be their top studs all worked out in the drawings. So it was almost more imperative, those two guys going out and got wins. And they did very convincingly, which was big. And, you know, I mean, I don't think Adrian played as great as probably his score says, because I think he got some help, which happens in match play. Vice versa, where Gio, I think he told me he was 3-under after 17 is what he told me. They were walking in, gets beat. And then Michael was on point all week, mentally. He was never going to lose that match in his mind. He was never going to have a bad week in his mind. He finishes, what, fourth in the national championship. That was just good to see from him. So those two guys won today, were on point. But to the other guy's defense, you know, the other three guys played some really good players too. And I think they'll look back and they'll always say, I wish I'd done that better. I wish I wouldn't have done that in that hole. But that's sports. That's the joy of what we do. It is what it is. So, yeah, it's nice and positive to look at the guys that won and be proud of them. And they did a good job, but we are a team. And, again, we just came up very, very – this is close. We came up very, very short, very closely short.
What's the balance between knowing you're top eight in the country and yet wanting more when you've been in this position so many times?
I'm starting to understand that. What do you mean the balance? How I perceive it?
Yeah, how you perceive it as coach of being in this position so many times and yet knowing that you're still one of the top eight teams in the country and that's still a large and good season.
Yeah, I think you got to keep your expectations in check. I mean, it's we want to win as much as anybody. We want to win a national championship. We've done everything but do that. But when you get into this format, we saw it again today, you know, it's such a small margin of error. It's such a sprint. I said it a million times. It is what it is. And you have to hit the shots. You have to be ready to play. And you have to be on point and take care of it. And, you know, it doesn't happen sometimes. A lot of great teams, you know, happen to. Some it doesn't. It's if you sit and think about it and roll over your head all the time, you go crazy. So you just got to kind of chalk it up to, you know, maybe just the nature of the beast and keep fighting hard every time.
And Gio, what do you think and what will you remember about them and their legacy here at Illinois?
Yeah, I talked to them today. I just thank them for their unconditional support of me, the program, the way we do things. And there was never one time in 5 years that they rolled their eyes or didn't agree with something, or, you know, just kind of was hesitant. They were all in from day one. And that's something that all coaches appreciate. It's been nice to give them a national championship. And, you know, they've been to two of these, two match plays, two. You know, I think these go down as a fifth place finish, I think, in NCAA. So, they've had two top five finishes. They have a lot to be proud of. The program's in a good spot with them, and but they're good people. They're good students, and they work hard. You know, you can't fault them for anything except nothing. You can't fault them for one thing. The ball didn't bounce the way it probably needed to. Gio played great today. He shot 3 under par, I think, and got beat. So, what are you gonna do about that? That's what I'm talking about. It's just a weird thing.
Hey, Mike, congrats on a great season. You told us last night that, especially at the start of the round, you didn't feel like you were playing Illinois golf. Do you feel like the guys got back to Illinois golf early today and it was just a matter of, like you kind of just said there, the ball not necessarily bouncing your way all the time?
Yeah, we were ready to go today. I mean, we won four of the five matches. I think we won. We were one up in four of the five matches after the first hole. So I think that was, obviously that was a great statement. And we got up early in a few matches. Obviously Adrian just rolled all day, played solid. And we did play only golf. In the middle of the round, we got a little out of sorts, but that happens. You know, match play, you can't hide. You can't hide a player that's struggling, or that kind of gets off center. And we didn't really have that today, but, you know, Oklahoma's a good team. They didn't make any mistakes. And, one guy makes eight birdies his last, I think Brett made eight birdies his last 11 holes, I think, which is pretty impressive.